at Apollo 10 Houston. We have a state vector for you when we can get your computer, and also have a minor flight plan update, or.
Roger, computer is in acceptance this time, and go ahead.
Roger, flight plan update. Here's a note first. The P-23s scheduled for today are designed to determine the minimum sun angle. However, you may have a little difficulty with one or more of these sets due to the sun angle. However, the attempts should be made anyway on schedule. At 168 hours, consideration is being given to an S-band reflectivity test, and the test procedures are on page 3-19A of the flight plan. Okay, Apollo 10, Houston. Understand we didn't key, so I'll repeat.
Roger, we're trying to find.
How much did you copy, Tom?
Nothing.
Okay, the site wasn't keying.
No, we didn't copy at all.
Roger, the site wasn't keying, and they're keying for us now. So the P-23s that are scheduled for today are designed to determine the minimum sun angle. You may have a little difficulty with one or more of these sets because of the sun angle. However, the attempt should be made anyway on schedule. At 168 hours, we're giving consideration to making an S-band reflectivity test. And these test procedures are on page 3-19A of the flight plan. But we'll come through with more word on this later. At 17030, delete the ECS redundant component check. This check is duplicated in about an hour anyway, so we'll delete that 100 at 170 hours. Over.
Roger, we have the ECS redundant component check deleted.
Houston, with that state vector you just gave us, would it be okay to run through P-37 to see what that mid-course is going to be? Just to see what this thing thinks it's going to be?
Stand by one, John. Okay, Apollo 10 Houston, uplink complete. You can go to block, and we'd like to see you do some P-37s, and the time you can use is at 176.50, and we'd like to follow you through on it. Over.
but not.
Apollo 10 Houston, you copy.
Roger, we're going to run through P-37 right now. Are you guys copying all this okay, Jack?
That's affirmative, John. We've got it.
Time transfer, 14 hours, 58 minutes, and 44.78 seconds.
All right, do we see it? Go ahead.
Jack, can you get me a recommended exposure setting to use the interior 16mm film outside at distant Earth, please?
Stand by one.
Just want to check it against my spot meter in here.
Roger.
pass. That's great.